Then in November, we went down to Austin, Texas. And when you're in Austin, you talk to musicians. And if you want to talk to musicians, you talk to Dale Watson. But whatever you do, don't call him the king of country music.
I play Ameripolitan music.
Actually. Yeah, and I've read about this. Ameripolitan music. You have decided that the word country music has been... degraded, misused?
Well, no, it just doesn't describe what I grew up to know as country music anymore. I like to say that the definition is original music with prominent roots influence. It started with Jimmy Rogers and Hank Williams and Kitty Wells. So it started there and it goes on. And if you can hear the influence of an artist in another artist, then that's your roots.
Right.
And to me, the mainstream stuff's coming out of Nashville. It's got their roots firmly planted in midair. They have no roots whatsoever.
Hey, Dale, how do you feel about the banjo?
There's a thing called perfect pitch. You ever heard of perfect pitch?
Yeah, people who can hear a note and know exactly.
No. It's when you throw an accordion in a dumpster and it doesn't hit the rim and it lands on a banjo.
For people, Dale, who are not lucky enough to have heard you play around Texas, where you play all the time in your own club in Austin, what songs are you known for?
Probably, I Lie When I Drink. I Lie When I Drink. I drink a lot.
There you go. When I told people you were going to be in the show, the people from Austin who I told, they said, well, you got to ask him about his Sunday gig every Sunday. And I know it's going to be difficult, but we'll try to talk about it in a public radio way.
Chicken poop bingo. For a paltry $2 donation, you can win over $100 if the same number that's in the bag you draw out is the same number that Chicken picks in her chicken picking way.
All right. So you've got some sort of like dirt thing on the floor.
It's free hot dogs and...
Free hot dogs.
And $2 loan stores, yes.
All right.
Well, it'd be weird to eat chicken in front of the chicken.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It wasn't really motivating.
So the way this works is you've got, like, it marked out on a floor, maybe a dirt floor. I haven't been there, I'm guessing.
No.
No, it's not dirt floor?
Cement floor.
Cement floor. And you've got it marked out with numbers. Cement. That's what they have here in Texas. So you got your cement. You got your cement floor. You got it marked out with numbers. And you have chickens.
No. There's a board that we put on the pool table.
Oh, okay.
And it's got numbers on it. And if the chicken picks that number, that one you draw out of a bag, then they've won the money.
And the chicken picks the number by relieving itself on the number.
There is a line ticket, which is the luckiest ticket. Mm-hmm. In case it crosses into a line.
Sure, I got it.
Yeah.
Is it the same chicken every week?
We've been doing it for so long. It's, I think we're on our sixth chicken now.
Do you have a lucky chicken?
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
No.
That's rather personal, Tom.
I know. The thing is, we've had them pass away. I never knew how long a chicken could live, but they can. That'd be a good long time. But
they're tenacious.
But we've had one killed by the chupacabra.
I want to hear about the chupacabra. Chicken.
Well, we assume it was because the chicken's body was still in the chicken coop and the head was on the outside.
Whoa.
Could have been the mafia.
Yeah. Texas mafia.
You know how they thought it was the mafia? Because its feet were in a little tub of cement. Dale Watson, we are so enjoying talking to you, but we have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Elementary, my dear Dale.
Should have seen this coming.
I love the way Bill says that.
Don't you? I love the way he says anything. So you're a Watson, but what do you know about Holmes? We're going to ask you three questions about the immortal detective Sherlock Holmes.
Oh,
get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of Carl Castle himself, on their voicemail. So, Bill, who is Dale Watson playing for?
Elizabeth Day of Austin, Texas.
She's out there somewhere. Here.
Elizabeth, let me just first say, Elizabeth, I'll make this up to you.
Here is your first question, Dale. The BBC version of Sherlock, you might have seen it. It's a huge hit in China. They lovingly refer to the stars Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman by nicknames, which are what? A, Rizzoli and Isles. B, the Captain and Garfunkel. Or C, Curly Foo and Peanut.
Okay.
You're thinking.
I am. I'm not used to it. I'm going to go with Curly.
Curly Foo?
Peanut.
Curly Foo and Peanut is the right answer. Yeah. Curly for Benedict Cumberbatch's luxurious hair, and Foo is the Chinese derivation of Holmes, apparently. All right. Two more questions. Sherlock Holmes.
Wait, where's the Peanut? Wait.
Well, Peanut is Martin Freeman. I guess he's smaller than... He's a rather short man,
okay.
So I guess that's where that comes from. Sherlock Holmes, some believe, is the most filmed character ever, right? More movies with Sherlock Holmes than any other human character. Which of these is the title of a real Sherlock Holmes film? Is it A, Tom and Jerry Meet Sherlock Holmes? B, Sherlock 2, Sherlocker? Or C, Holmes on the Range?
Well, now, could one of them be a cartoon? Is that what you're talking about?
One of them could be a cartoon.
Okay, well, I'm going with it. Tom and Jerry.
You're right, Tom and Jerry. You too.
Wow.
Now, one more question. Let's see if you're perfect. Hundreds of people around the world write to Sherlock Holmes for help each year, and these letters end up at the Sherlock Holmes Museum in London. Now, most are pleased to help solve mysteries. Oh, please, Mr. Holmes. There's one letter on display at the museum that is what? Is it an email from a Nigerian prince asking for Sherlock Holmes' help in a business opportunity? Is it B, a postcard from a local optician reminding Mr. Sherlock Holmes it's time for his checkup? Or is it C, a J. Crew catalog addressed to Sherlock Holmes and advertising their fall collection of Deerstalker hats?
All right. I'm going to say the catalog.
The catalog. No, I'm afraid it was the optician.
Was it really?
Yep. An optician wrote to Sherlock Holmes saying, "You're ready. You ready for your next eye appointment?" When their last one was, we don't know.
Didn't he have just one thing, monocle?
No. You're confusing him with somebody I can't even imagine right now.
With Mr. Peanut.
That's Mr. Peanut, yes. Bill, how did Dale Watson do on our quiz?
2 out of 3, and that's a winner, Dale.
Yes, it is.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. Dale Watson, thank you so much for being a way right down town.
Thank you.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Lumber Liquidators, offering a variety of sustainably harvested flooring, including pre-finished and stained exotic and domestic hardwood, bamboo, and cork. Learn more at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. CarMax, offering more than 35,000 used cars and trucks online and in stores from coast to coast. Learn more at CarMax.com. And Care.com, offering home pay, a solution for nanny payroll, tax, and HR obligation. From automatic payments to preparing state and federal tax returns. Learn more at care.com/NPR. Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord, Philip Goedeker, Risa Limericks, our house manager. His name is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Jean Netflix Harris Courts. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to John Zajac and Les Larchick at our home at Chase Bank. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Waltrover and Miles Dernboss. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our CFO is Andy Ann. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Don't Tell Me, once again, is Mr. Michael Danforth. Thanks to all of our panelists, our listener contestants, our celebrity guests, Mr. Bill Curtis, and, of course, our scorekeeper emeritus, Carl Castle. I'm Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week with an all-new version of Wait, Don't Tell Me. This is NPR.